Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Matthew sent me a great story out of Australia. He suspected I'd like it, and I do. Tradies who found buried treasure worth $488,000 while digging up a building site are sacked after taking the money to the police as bizarre legal fight breaks out over who owns it. And of course, tradies, I'm guessing, is tradesmen. And sacked, of course, is fired. Nick White wrote it for the Daily Mail of Australia. And a bitter legal fight has broken out over almost $500,000 in old banknotes found at a construction site by two workers. An excavator operator and a laborer found the money in October and immediately handed it over to the police. For their honesty, they were then fired by their boss, who is now claiming the money under the finders keepers laws in Australia. And I'll talk more about this, because this varies from country to country and even state to state in America. Joining them in the complicated legal argument is the landowner and the development and a man who claims his father buried it to avoid paying tax. There you go. Raise the argument that you were trying to break the law. The money was also speculated to be loot from a bank robbery by the notorious postcard bandit who was active in the area, but criminal activity has now been ruled out. So although that postcard bandit sounds sexy, we'll move on. They found $388,000 in old banknotes and $100,000 in destroyed notes. And that's after they searched the property for more after they found some money. The bizarre affair began when the two men were demolishing a house, a swimming pool, and a tennis court on the Gold Coast of Australia. They discovered the first $100,000 buried in plastic tubs when digging in the backyard about 60 centimeters below the surface, or 600 millimeters, or about 24 inches, or 2 feet, if I've done my math correctly. A police station was just across the road, so they did the right thing and walked it over straight away without telling their boss. While they're at the station, they got a call from the company telling them go home and don't come back. Apparently word got around what they'd done. Court records show their boss was incensed that they had told the police before they told him. He called the developer who owns the land, saying he couldn't believe his guys had handed the money in. The document filed with the Queensland Supreme Court, that's an affidavit filed by the developer, claimed that the guy in charge of the site said he was headed to the site to fire them straight away. I got fired because we didn't hand the money over to our employers, so they fired us on the spot for it, one of the tradespeople told the Supreme Court hearing. Both the tradesmen have struggled to find work since they were sacked and are now unemployed. A judge took a different view on their boss, telling the pair, that's very good. I mean, you've done the good thing, honest thing. The judge also said finders keepers was a reasonable claim and had some ancient authority to support the legal argument. According to Queensland law, this is Australia, those who hand in property to police can request to have it returned to them if the owner can't be found. Now the question then becomes, who is the owner? Can we find the owner? The man who fired the workers is also making the same claim, and he's offering to split the cash with the property owner. He said, I'm not greedy. We should just split it 50-50. We could both be on a yacht eating oysters and drinking champagne. The developer did not take him up on the offer and is instead pursuing his own application for the pile of cash. Meanwhile, two other claimants came out of the woodwork after the find was publicized, but they've since abandoned their claims. Police are trying to find the true owner of the money. They contacted former owners of the property, including a man named Peter Chan. Mr. Chan said his late brother-in-law, a traveling chef, may have hidden the money on his property to avoid paying tax. His son, who owns a restaurant, has since launched a claim on behalf of his father. The bizarre affair began when the two men were demolishing the house, the swimming pool, and the tennis court. And his lawyer told the court his client believed that the man buried the cash in 1993 after showing Mr. Chan a bag full of money, which he refused to take. However, he admitted he never actually saw the money get buried. And the lawyer for someone else claimed that even that story was true. You've abandoned the money when you move away and leave it behind. Police have not recovered any fingerprints or DNA that could sort out who actually owned the money. And the case looks like it'd be tied up in court for some time. And it also appears that the money's not traceable in any meaningful fashion. So that might be a problem also. This happens once in a while. I think I did a video about the suitcase full of money out in the woods. I hope I did. If I didn't, I'll cut this section out. If I did, I'll put the link below. You figure it out. But this varies from place to place, because if you find something of value, okay, if it's natural, like a gold nugget, okay, it's yours. It was in the earth, you found it, assuming you've got a right to be there, blah, 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 blah. But the point is that if you find something of great value that obviously belonged to somebody at some point in time, the question then becomes, do you own it, or does it go back to its original owner if they can be found, or does the property owner own it? Or what if you're on the property with permission? And there's all these different things. And so this is actually something I've seen happen before, where somebody like a carpenter or an electrician or a plumber is climbing around inside or underneath a house and they find money that's been stashed. And the question then happens, does the plumber get to keep it? Does the homeowner get to keep it? Or do you contact the previous owners of the home and say, hey, did you leave some money behind? And those fights break out, and it depends on what state you are in. But the best claim would obviously be if you can find the rightful original owner, it would go to them. And many states actually say that if you can identify the previous owner, you've got to go back and give it to them. But there does become a question about whether or not you've lost something, misplaced something, or have abandoned something. Now, most people wouldn't abandon cash, okay? But there are situations where people have abandoned things clearly. And then later someone comes along and goes, hey, that thing's worth a lot of money. I think I'll take it. And then suddenly when the person who abandoned it goes, wait, is it worth money? Maybe I'd like it back. That's something. Apparently, finders keepers is a legal doctrine in Australia, in America. In some countries, they have a thing called treasure trove. And the question becomes, if something is hidden, you know, think of the prototypical pirate treasure. You know, pirates come ashore and they've got a chest of gold and they take it inland and they bury it and they fill the hole in and they leave and they never come back. Pirates do that. And so you come along 300 years later and you find this treasure. Well, the original owners are long gone. You couldn't find them if you wanted to. And it was clearly hidden with the intent to come back and get it. And they clearly never came back and got it for whatever reason. Again, like I said, pirates are not dependable like that. So in many cases, you're allowed to keep that money. However, some states have thought to themselves, wait a second, is this a revenue source for us potentially? And they'll actually say, you know something, if you find something like that and you report it to us and we can't locate the true owner, we'll split it with you. And that's what the law says in some states. So you've got to know what the law is in your state, or if you're in another country, in your country. And it varies from state to state and country to country. And one thing that's going on here for the one person in the audience who didn't figure this out is that two tradesmen find a bunch of money, okay? $500,000 almost. And they walk across the street and bring it to the police. And so now it's on the radar of somebody. And the boss is going, wait a second, guys, if you brought it to me, we could have just divvied it up and all gone home rich. Or sit on a yacht and eat oysters, whatever the guy said. And of course, the property owner is saying, guys, if the three of you had come to me, we could divvy it up four ways and we'd all be well, you know, right? And then, of course, that's the problem, is the two guys thought, we don't want to share it with our boss. And these three thought, we don't want to share it with the owner. And the owner's going, look at these people. I hire them and they're trying to screw me. So who knows what's going to happen here? We'll see. But as a few people would note, but I'll ruin it for you, who's going to make money here? The attorneys. There's going to be some attorneys or solicitors or barristers or whatever you call them in Australia who are going to be going to court, filing legal briefs thicker than the wads of money that were found. And when it all settles, trust me, it's going to be, we decided to resolve this by giving this guy a little bit of money, this guy a little bit of money, this guy a little bit of money, this guy a little bit of money. This guy here gets nothing. But the barristers and attorneys and lawyers and solicitors are going to walk out of there with bags of cash. Don't blame me. I didn't design the system. I simply work within it. So there you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It is not what they take away from you that counts. It's what you do with what you have left.